So when Maya presents options to us, how exactly does she do so? Because there's something which we not even consider as options.
Yes, that is based on our past culture, past upbringing.
So certain things are not even temptations for us.
That's just, see, all of us are, what comprises temptations for us is also determined by our past karma. Now for a pig, halwa is not a temptation. Because it has got a particular body which shapes the scope of its desires. So for us, what is food for the pig is not a temptation at all. It causes revulsion. Why? Because the scope of temptation is determined firstly by the body that we have. And similarly, the scope of what is comprises temptation is also determined by the mind that we have. So if somebody has come from India, they never heard of baseball. So baseball match is going on. They won't feel any temptation. But a cricket match is going on, big temptation. Why? Because by the way our mind has been shaped, by our past and present actions, the scope of our temptation is determined. So when you say Maya gives us options, it is within the scope of our temptations. And sometimes the scope also expands. A person comes from India to America and their friend takes them to watch baseball. And they watch once, twice, thrice. Then they also get tempted. So the scope can increase, the scope can decrease also. Some of us might have been eating meat earlier. But once you start practicing bhakti, now if we are going in a plane or a train and we see somebody eating meat, we don't feel tempted. At least for that temptation, you can say, we curl our lips in distaste and we look away. So what has happened? The scope of temptation has decreased. So Maya gives us temptations, Maya gives us options within the scope of our temptations.
Just at the end, you're mentioning about